coming up?
I got a bit of a heist vibe.
I immediately have pictures in my head.
Haven't seen your bedroom kettle.
Despite the rumours.
I got quite a lot of nerves.
I think there was a trust issue, wasn't there?
I like the fact that you were hushed.
Well, it makes sense now.
Yes, it does.
She is sotto voce all the way through this bit.
So it's witty?
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it drier than witty?
I'm very unjudgmental, you're all right.
You're extremely skilled in certain areas.
Don't undersell it now.
You've got to throw it away, that last line, haven't you?
And now, enjoy the podcast.
How do you say that?
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 Hello, welcome to How Do You Say That, sponsored by BritishVoiceOver.co.uk. Here's my co-host, Samantha Boffin. Hello,
hello
Samantha.
Hello. And here's my co-host, Mark Rice.
Well, hello. This is the performance podcast for voice actors, where we talk to a different voice actor every week, play around with some scripts,
and discover there isn't just one way to read a script. There are lots of different ways. So, Mark, true or false? Today is my wedding anniversary. The track we played at our wedding for the first dance was Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow by the Shirelles. Is that true or false?
Interesting. Well, first up, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
And Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? It's got a wry sense of humour to it. I'm going to say yes. Why not? Yes. I think it was.
No, it wasn't. It was, if not for you, George Harrison. Was actually the track that my lovely husband chose for the first dance.
Here's my true or false for you. I have a kettle downstairs in the kitchen, but I also have a kettle upstairs in my bedroom, so I don't have to walk down the stairs to make coffee in the morning.
Oh, that's the sort of thing you would have. Mm. That's the sort of thing. Now, obviously, I've seen your kitchen kettle. Haven't seen your bedroom kettle. But there's still time.
Despite the rumours.
So I say yes, I call yes.
No, I don't have one. No, I have to go down the stairs to make coffee in the morning.
You need a coffee maid.
I do, yes. Person or machine, I don't know.
Whatever you fancy, honey.
Well, let's welcome our special guest for this week. It's voice actor Jane Wing. Hello, Jane.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Welcome to the podcast. Sam, let's find out a bit more about Jane, shall we?
Yes, absolutely. So Jane has been surrounded by performers for as long as she can remember. She first hit the stage at the age of 7 and recorded her first professional voiceover at 18, lending her native Liverpudlian accent to the Mersey Ferries. Very lovely.
Nice.
So after completing an honours degree in theatre arts, she spent several years in teaching, radio and television. Teaching strengthened her clarity, sight reading and audience engagement, while broadcasting gave her a strong technical background in audio production.
Indeed. Well, she lives in the Northwest, close to the sea, and continues to invest in training, coaching and studio equipment to ensure her work stays current, polished and professionally competitive. Ooh. It's something that we can all take note of, that.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast, Jane. Have you got a fun fact for us?
Well, I do, actually. My fun fact is that my booth is full of plastic kazoos.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Go on, blow a kazoo for me.
Oh, OK, hang on. I've got about 15 of them in here.
Why?
And why? Is the obvious question.
Yeah, well, I only actually needed one, but you know, Amazon.
Oh,
you can only buy them in 15.
To buy like a bulk packet of kazoos.
I love it.
So I thought, well, do you know what? Because you don't know how long they're going to last or how good they're going to be. And also, I do direct theatre plays sometimes, so I thought, well, I could use them for warm-ups for my casts in, when I'm doing plays. So I have a load of kazoos that I use to keep my voice working.
That's what
well.
I was going to ask. You
yes.
need one, but it's to keep your voice in tip-top condition.
So I was taught this by the amazing Karen Esposito when she was talking about the SOVT techniques with straws. Mm. I have a straw here as well, which I'm also holding up. It's a much more fun to play a kazoo than just to blow through a straw.
Yeah.
So we play a kazoo in it and it just loosens up and keeps your voice relaxed.
Well, that's a top tip already, isn't it? That's
amazing. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, with that top voiceover tip, let's have a look at the first script of our show and on a kazoo ask, how do you say that?
How do you say that?
Okay, so I have bought a little piece of audio drama in, especially for Jane, actually.
Oh,
nice.
I know Jane has an audio drama background, so I thought this would be fun.
Oh.
And what can you tell us about the story and who the character is that we're playing here?
She is kind of the leader of a gang of people who are organising a heist.
Yes, I got a bit of a heist vibe.
Yes. So you see her, or this is the bit where she is in the building.
I get the feeling that she's moving while this is happening. So I'm thinking we need to put some, there needs to be some feeling in the breath or whatever that she's actually moving. Yeah.
Absolutely. She is moving.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm imagining kind of Mission Impossible, lasers and stuff.
Kinda. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Okay. Well, I'll give it a go first. Let's see. I think it's quite an exciting one, this one. All right. Breaker, I'm in. Right. Heading down to the 84th floor now. I'm almost to the server room. I need that key card tag. Sooner's better than later. I need that card, people. Tick-tock. Got it. Downloading. Go ahead and get in position. I'll be heading out in a couple of minutes. Tech, you got eyes on security? Just be ready to move.
Very nice. I like the fact that you were hushed.
I figured they couldn't be yelling because someone might hear them.
Yeah.
I got quite a lot of nerves. I felt like you were really nervous during that, you know? Like, he wasn't sure what was going to happen, and he wasn't sure of his support backing, whether they were going to be there for him.
I think there was a trust issue, wasn't there?
Yeah.
By the sound of it.
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. You're absolutely right. You did sound a bit nervous, yeah.
Yeah. I figure if I was doing a heist, you're only as good as the weakest link in your chain, aren't you?
That's true.
That is true. But she is quite in control.
Right.
I think that there's some opportunity for real changes in tempo with this as well. So some of it can be kind of really quite fast and breathy, and then maybe some of it stopping to kind of look at where she is and or check what she's got to do next. You know, like maybe a pause so that you could really play with the tempo.
There's also a lot of soundscaping under this.
I'm sure,
I also have to say, at this stage, this was interspersed. This isn't a continual piece. I've made it a continual piece for the purposes of this.
Right, okay.
And it is, in her mind, a continual piece, if you see what I mean. But in actual fact, it's there are other people talking to her in and amongst this.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Yeah. All right, Jane, I'm interested in your changes of tempo here and what you're going to do with it, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to have a go at this one.
Good.
Right. Breaker, I'm in. Heading down to the 84th floor now. I'm almost to the server room. I need that key card tech. Sooner, it's better than later. I need that card, people. Tick tock. Got it. Downloading. Go ahead and get into position. I'll be heading out in a couple of minutes. Tech, you got eyes on security. Just be ready to move.
Yeah, a much stronger character there. You were more in, not only in command of the situation, but also in command of everyone else.
Yeah, and a real sense of jeopardy as well, I think, at times. And I loved your end just before it all kicks off.
Yeah,
I want to know what's going to happen next.
I love dramas like this. This is the kind of thing that I love listening to as well. Yes, really nice.
Thank you.
You've got lovely changes of pace in there and, the ability to, particularly that TikTok bit. Come on, guys.
Yeah. For me, doing stuff like this, I immediately have pictures in my head. You know, I see it straight away, where I am, who, what she looks like, what she's doing, what she's holding, where she's heading, who she's speaking. All of those things just pop into my head. And I know that's something that people talk about a lot when they're doing creating characters in audio. Mm. Just helps so much when you've got that picture. Yeah.
What are you going to do with it, Sam? I love stuff like this.
Me too. Just out of interest, I don't think either of you picked up on it, and there's no reason why you should. She is Breaker.
As opposed to the person on the other end being Breaker.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. She's talking to Tech.
Okay.
She's called Breaker.
Okay.
Of course.
Okay. Fair. So, well, it makes sense
now.
Yes,
it does.
Okay. Breaker, I'm in. Heading down to the 84th floor now. Okay, I'm almost to the server room. I need that keycard, Tech. Sooner is better than later. I need that card, people. Tick tock. Got it. Downloading. Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead. Get into position. I'll be heading out in a couple of minutes. Tech, you got eyes on security? Just be ready to move.
Nice. I hadn't thought American.
Yeah, no, I think it fits American really well.
It really does. And interestingly, over the last couple of weeks where we've talked about accents, Sam, yeah, you've just sprinkled the accent in there. It was underplayed almost, and that really brought it out.
She's also, of course, she is on comms at this stage.
Yes.
And she doesn't want to be heard.
Yes.
So she is sotto voce all the way through this bit.
I really felt the tension. It was a different kind of nervousness, though, from Mark's. You know?
In fact, there's lots of running within this scene, but not while I'm talking.
It is worthwhile remembering that these are real scripts we're working on each week, but we have changed some names and details to avoid copyright issues. Remember, you can find both the scripts that we're using in the show notes of the episode if you want to go yourself.
Absolutely. So, Jane, you have bought a very different kind of script. What have you bought? Tell us a bit about this.
So this is a version of a commercial script, which, in fact, I get asked to do this style surprisingly often. The way it's always presented to me is that it's Philomena Kunk style, which, if you know her, it's a Diane Morgan's character that she's created, who is this presenter who goes into, I don't know, documentary type situations and then spoofs them, really. She talks about really stupid things in a very, or says facts that are really silly or something, but with a completely straight face, but with a kind of northern accent, which is why I think it's something I get.
Is that why this script looks like it could be sensible until you read it and then you go, none of that makes sense?
Yeah.
That is quite clever.
Yeah.
That is quite clever, I think.
And it's a very specific style, you know, that dry, straight. Mm. And it's fun. It's really good fun to do and to play
with. So it's witty.
Yeah, yeah.
Or is it drier than witty?
I mean, I had a bit of fun playing with the intonation and things when I did it. Mm-hmm. But you kind of have to be careful not to overplay it. And also, you have to give it space to breathe, like pauses and things. And a bit of space really helps this kind of script.
To allow the comedy to drop.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly.
So we're not worried about getting this into
No, don't stress about timing. I didn't put a timing on it because, you need to have that space, like I say.
Well, Sam, I'm going to get you to go first on this one, and I'm interested to see what you do. You said northern, Jane. Is that
important? Well, Philomena Kunk is northern, but no, I don't think it's essential.
I will do a northern. Not that I do a very... well, we'll see. I will do a northern.
Don't undersell it now.
It's slightly nerve-wracking doing it in front of somebody that is northern. I'll be honest.
I'm very unjudgmental. You're all right.
Right, then. So it needs to be a bit northern and a bit flat. So, okay. I don't know. My northern will be absolutely nowhere in the north that ever was. Right then. Okay. Most products now come with options. Lots of options. Settings you'll never use. Features you didn't know you had. And instructions you won't read. Because in reality, people don't want more to think about. They want something that works. So we kept things simple. No extras, no noise, just something that does its job properly and leaves you to get on with yours, which statistically is exactly what you were going to do anyway.
It's a cracking last line, and I think you delivered it nicely. You stayed flat because I would probably be tempted if I'd gone first to overplay that line, and you absolutely don't want to overplay. I thought you did that really nicely.
You've got to throw it away, that last line, haven't you?
Yes.
I liked that. I thought you did it really nicely because you kept it flatter than I do, actually, when I've done this kind of thing, and it works. It makes it almost more real sounding.
It's really difficult to judge in my head, I have to say, with that, because, it felt a bit nothingy to me, if I'm honest.
It didn't sound that way.
Did it not?
No.
I don't know, because it felt like it was all on one note. But it's interesting to try.
Do you think that was because you put that accent on and you weren't 100% convinced in your own head?
Sure about it. Well, it's also because it's the first time I've ever said those words out loud using an old accent.
Absolutely, yeah, quite.
I thought your accent was great, by the way, can I just say? But no, it was terrible, terrible. Don't come and take all the northern accent jobs. No.
Would you give me any separate pointers, Jane? Anything from Sam's read that I ought to either be leaning into more or leaning away from?
I think you can play with the tone a little bit more. So you can keep flat in some places and then others, you can lean into it a little bit and point the humour a little bit. And also, okay. I think maybe remembering that the visuals and the, and even the music that go with this are probably going to be fairly amusing. So like they, right. they'll do the lifting with the comedy.
Right. Yep.
So even though, like, what that was going to say, like, to Sam when she said it felt flat, but it's not just the voice, is it? So
no, of course not.
Yeah,
it's never just the voice. No,
yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Just have fun with it. They're fun. Yeah,
and okay. Jane, actually, out of interest, did you do this to picture or music or anything, or did you do it?
I did it. I did it wild before anything. So no, I didn't have any idea what it was going to be like. I had a storyboard. I did have a storyboard. Yes. So I had some pictures. But I didn't know what music or anything they were going to use with it.
Okay, well, I'll give it a go and let's see wild what comes out. Most products now come with options, lots of options. Settings you'll never use, features you didn't know you had, and instructions you won't read. Because in reality, people don't want more to think about. They want something that works. So we kept things simple. No extras, no noise. Just something that does its job properly and leaves you to get on with yours, which statistically is exactly what you were going to do anyway.
I thought you had some nice personality in there. I felt like you had a bit of a character in there, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Which was really nice. But you still had a lot of that natural sound as well, which I love. I think it's something that I need to work on, that really kind of keeping things sound, giving it that natural sound.
To be honest, I mean, I will take that every day of the week because I've worked relatively hard, Sam, I think, haven't I, in the last six months to literally take things down and try and be a bit more real.
Yeah, I think that's because it's come up a lot, hasn't it, in this podcast a lot.
That I tend to overplay things.
No.
Yeah.
That you're extremely skilled in certain areas.
No, but it's hard. It's not an easy thing.
She's so lovely to me, Jane. She's so lovely to me. You wonder how we've done so many episodes together. That's the reason why.
But it is hard, Jane. You're right.
Yeah. It's one of the hardest things when I hear somebody doing, I mean, not particularly for this style, because this is a very specific style, but when you hear somebody actually nailing conversational, we were having a script practice session with some of my VO buddies last week, and one of them did it a script, and she just nailed the conversational in a proper, conversational is such an overused word, but in that, in a really natural way that sounded real. And I was like, wow. But just, you know, when you hear it, you know what it is. But it's not easy to do.
It's not. It's one of the toughest things. It's just to sound as though you're just chatting.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really tough. Yeah, you're right.
I'd love to hear how you did it, Jane.
Yes, me too.
Okay, I'll have a go. Most products now come with options. Lots of options. Settings you'll never use. Features you didn't know you had, and instructions you won't read. Because in reality, people don't want more to think about. They want something that works. So we kept things simple. No extras, no noise. Just something that does its job properly and leaves you to get on with yours. Which, statistically, is exactly what you were going to do anyway.
Oh, I like that.
Nice. There was some beautiful warmth in there on some key phrases.
And the pacing was actually much slower than either of us did it, Sam.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely much slower. But I loved that warmth. I really did. That kind of, we understand you. We know what you want.
It's just a fun, it's a fun commercial script.
Yes. It is fun, yeah.
Not salesy in the slightest.
No,
it's like the opposite
not at
of.
All. Yes.
Absolutely, but that in and of itself is such a fashionable thing, if you like, at the moment. Not always.
And a breath of fresh air as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Play How Do You Say That?
Let's head into the wild card bit of the show then, shall we? And try and approach these scripts in a very different way, if we can.
Yes, absolutely. So, Jane, could you pick one of the scripts and give one of us a new thing to do with it?
Yeah. Okay. I hope you haven't been given this before. You probably have. But anyway, I'd really love Sam. I'm going to pick Sam because I feel sorry for Mark with his poorly voice.
I'll take the sympathy vote. It's fine. I'll take it.
Sam, do you think you could do the script too, the commercial script, as a and this is going to be right up your street, as a children's TV presenter.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely, yes.
Well, Sam, you've worked with a lot of children's TV presenters over the years, haven't you?
I have. Lots. Some more interesting than others.
Oh, we won't ask you who you're doing
afterwards.
That's
a whole different podcast, isn't it? And I look forward. That's an hour down the pub, that one.
Probably more than an hour, let's be honest. No, anyway, let's, but yes, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay, right. So, right, children's TV presenter. Okay.
Most products now come with options. Lots of options. Settings you'll never use. Features you didn't know you had. And instructions you won't read. Because in reality, people don't want more to think about. They want something that works. So, we kept things simple. No extras. No noise, just something that does its job properly and leaves you to get on with yours, which statistically is exactly what you were going to do anyway.
I feel a bit sorry for those kids.
That was OTT. That was kind of stereotypical children's presenter.
I mean, I think we could tell exactly who it was aimed at.
Yeah. For sure.
The thing is that thinking about it, I was doing almost cartoon TV presenter.
Yes. And but I suppose some of them do, Sam, as you know.
They do, but if I was doing it sort of in a sensible way, I would do it. Well, I wouldn't be anything like as over the top as that, because you don't talk down to kids in that way.
No, the first couple of lines were a touch patronising.
So
the children.
I really lent into cartoon. So I suppose, what would I do if I didn't lean into cartoon? And actually, not leaning into cartoon is slightly more difficult.
Mm. I think that you did most, in places, but there were places where you pulled back as well. And I also think one of the things that I noticed was how much you were changing your voice, because one of the things you have to do with kids is keep them engaged, and changing is one of the ways to do that. So that actually probably would have worked really well.
It might have done, but they would never have bought it on CBeebies like that. They would never have done it. What would they have wanted? I'm just trying to think. Actually, it's more difficult if you don't go cartoonish.
Yes, of course it is. Yeah.
So it's most products now come with options. Lots of options. Settings you'll never use and features you didn't know you had. And instructions you won't read.
So it's smiley and it's friendly.
Having said that, I am not a natural preschool presenter, let's be honest.
I loved it. Jane, I've got one for you.
Okay.
I would like you to imagine that you're a wasp.
Oh, God.
I want you to be a wasp, and you are breaking in. So it's the script number one. You are breaking in to a rival wasp's nest. Now, obviously, you're a talking wasp, but there is major jeopardy going on here.
Okay.
Because if you get found, you're done for.
Okay.
But you do have a wasp, you do have a sting in your tail.
A wasp. I'm just trying to think what kind of voice a wasp might have. Probably a small voice, I think.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Okay, nice. She is flying around. Okay, shall I just go for it?
Yeah.
Breaker. I'm in. Heading down to the 84th floor now. I'm almost to the server room. Don't need that key card. Text sooner is better than later. I need that card. People, tick tock. Oh, got it. Downloading. Go ahead and get into position. I'll be heading out in a couple of minutes. Tech, you got your eyes on security? Just be ready to move.
I love the extension of the words, and from the very beginning where you went, I'm in, and it's like, oh, I know what you're doing there. Yeah, I love that.
I'm flying.
Totally. Really nice, I love the way you managed to pull that buzz into it as well.
Yes.
Yeah, really lovely. Yeah.
Have you ever been a wasp before?
No, and I'm really scared of wasps.
Oh, well, there you go. I'm hoping that was a bit cathartic.
Yeah. No, actually, perhaps I'll be more, less frightened of them this summer than I have been in the past.
If it's any consolation, I hate wasps too.
Yeah.
I hate them. I would rather leave the room than get rid of it.
They're beautiful nests, though. Have you ever seen
them?
Oh,
yes.
Have you seen them?
Yeah.
They're absolutely beautiful. I don't want to get that close.
No, but they look like these glorious, kind of almost like a continual pencil shaving. They are absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
They kind of just go round and round
wow.
and round. And
yes,
they're
actually
extraordinary looking. Yeah. They're amazing. Right, okay, Mark, I would like you to do script number one.
Okay.
And I would like you to be...
Oh, I never like it when you laugh at that point.
I would like you to be... overly tactile. I'd like you to be the sort of person who insists on touching or adjusting or examining the clothes and the hair of anybody that they're talking to. And you are talking to, three friends of yours in this instance. And you just can't resist.
Oh, I know.
Yep.
Okay. I know people like this.
Good. That's who you are.
Oh, okay. Mm. Breaker, I'm in. Oh, I'm heading down to the 84th floor now. Come here. I'm almost to the server room. I need that key card, though. Yeah, I'll get it. Sooner better than later. I need that card, people. TikTok. Got it. Oh, yeah, got it. Downloading. Ooh. Now, get ahead and get into position. I'll be heading out in a couple of minutes. I'll be there. Tech, you got eyes on... Oh, security. Just be ready to move.
Camp as Christmas.
You went from really friendly to quite sinister.
I knew it needed to be camp. I don't know why. I knew it needed to be camp.
It always needs to be camp, darling.
It does a bit.
It was the way you were kind of smarming into them that I quite liked.
Totally that.
A lot of very in-your-face stuff.
A lot of touching. Yes.
Is that what you're like when you're drunk?
No, it's not me. But I do have a friend that is. It's very like that.
I thought he was actually really lovely to start with, but then it got a bit much.
To start with, yes. Yeah, uh-huh.
A bit much.
And then, like I say, at the very end, that last line, that was quite sinister.
It's one of those people that you go, oh, that's not, oh no, it's all gone downhill from there.
Yeah, and you kind of...
Is he coming? Oh, don't invite him.
Yes,
oh,
it's exactly that.
No,
exactly that. I hope that the friend I'm talking about doesn't ever listen to this.
They won't know. They won't recognise themselves.
Oh, I don't know. It's definitely not you, Sal. It's definitely not you. It's not someone in voiceover, I can say that. Well, if you want to play along in the privacy of your own booth, touchy-feely or not, as we've said, we've put the scripts in the show notes, you can have a try yourself.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Jane, you were a primary school teacher for many years.
Yeah, I was.
So...
for my sins.
Is there any connection between what you did as a primary school teacher and what you now do as a voice actor?
Yeah, it seems different.
Well, do you know, my mum was a teacher all her life, and she said to me when I first went into teaching,
don't.
You know, well, apart from don't, yeah. She said, it's a performance. She said, teaching is performing.
Oh, okay.
And you kind of learn to switch on the performance. And she taught older children. She taught in secondary and further education. But I went into primary school because I was scared of teenagers at the time. Still am. Kind of goes back to what we were saying about engaging audiences with your voice and your tone of voice and how you learn as a teacher. Because as soon as the kids switch off, then they're not learning because they're not absorbing the information. And obviously it depends on the age, because I taught from, 3-year-olds up to 11-year-olds. So, you vary your... And I did a lot of teaching, cover teaching, where I was dotting about to different age groups. So you get really good at... when you're cover teaching and you don't know the kids individually, it's very much like performing to an audience, so you learn the skills that you need vocally, and also you learn how to protect your voice when you're using it a lot.
Oh God, yes. That's why my mum was a teacher. I've just made that connection. That's why people used to say to her, "Don't use your teacher voice with me."
Yeah.
And they did. They used to say that, but I'd never really thought of it as a performance, but it definitely is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You literally turn. When I would walk in after the summer holidays, you know, and the class had come in, and it's like preparing for a show, and you're getting up there, and it uses a lot of energy, and that's another thing you have to learn, which stands me in very good stead for long form work. So you are performing, but you're conserving the energy so that you can perform for a long period of time. So for things like audiobooks, you know, that's great because you need to be able to keep going and you need your voice to keep going.
Yeah.
And of course, as an actor, you get taught all sorts of different techniques to manage your vocal cords and manage your voice, but you don't as a teacher. And although I'd done acting training and I went to drama school, you know, I've kind of forgotten all of that by 10 years into teaching.
You weren't teaching the kids drama as well then?
Well, I did do drama. Actually, I led drama in the school, but, you know, in primary school, there isn't specific carved out space for drama. You just integrate it into the timetable, and we did shows and everything, all of that, but I mean, that's more like herding cats than anything else.
I bet it is but, absolutely.
I learned a lot. I learned about performance technique, I learned about stamina, and I learned tips and tricks and techniques for keeping my voice going over long periods. So it was a really useful, and also, you know, about how to speak in a way that will educate but also entertain. So that's great for e-learning and all the rest of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you get any kids staffed where you're talking directly to children?
Yeah, I've done quite a lot of early years kind of education things. I've done lots of phonetic kind of e-learning.
Interesting.
And also for where people are learning English as a foreign language and you're breaking the language down into phonemes and phonetics. And all of my teaching stuff comes in and really helps me with that because...
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, understanding language is massively helpful for a voiceover, certainly. Yeah.
Of course, what it says is, whatever you have done before you were a voice actor, you can bring in elements of all of that to make you a better voice actor. I love that. Jane, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It's been fascinating. I hope you've enjoyed
it. It's been absolutely brilliant. Thank you. I'd love to do this. I can see why you want to keep doing it. It's great fun.
Well, that's good. A reminder that all of Jane Wing's details can be found in the show notes.
Absolutely. And of course, the scripts are there too. So if you want to see what we all look like in our booths, do check out the podcast by searching at HDYST Podcast on TikTok and Instagram, and you can see us all in action.
I'm in a very fetching blue jumper this week. Anyway, it for this week. Thanks again to Jane Wing. We'll be back next week with more scripts and another voiceover guest when we'll be asking...
How do you say that? How do you say that?